FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KZN government says it submitted a request to the National Department of Cooperative Governance to have the Margate floods declared a disaster. MEC of Economic Development Sponi Soduma says the declaration will help speed up the recovery processes and funding to rebuild the area. The South Coast town was hit by heavy rains on Sunday night that left a trail of destruction and killed five people. Duma says it's clear climate change is affecting every sector of the economy.
The Rengonyeni local municipality spent 20 million rands and the provincial government added another 11 million rands years back to revive the Margate airport that's also been flooded. We now have to start that process again to rebuild such infrastructure. The roads in town have also been affected. We have to go back to rebuild them. But we have faith that the national government will help us once again to rebuild after these floods.
Meanwhile, DA Premier candidate Chris Papa says while the storms are a natural phenomenon, their impact is disastrous in the absence of proper infrastructure and related planning.
I think that's the sad story here, is the number of people who might lose their jobs in the economy that's been negatively affected. And in many cases, these things could have been avoided. I saw underneath the bridge here in the CBD how over the years the municipalities added electricity pipes and water pipes and all sorts of pipes that have made the stormwater system smaller and smaller and smaller. In other words, when the water comes, it gets blocked easily and it can no longer handle. Over here, as well as the main park here, that runs through to Hunters, and that's blocked as well. This is why you see the entire infrastructure that's destroyed here.
Jacob Zuma's private prosecution case against advocate Billy Downer and journalist Karen Morn has been struck off the roll. The former president has accused Downer, the lead prosecutor in his corruption case, of leaking his medical records to Morn. Morn has previously argued she published the contents of Zuma's medical letter after it was filed in court, making it a public document. The High Court ruled in the duo's favour, first deeming the private prosecution abusive and unlawful before granting an enforcement order preventing Zuma from taking any further action against them. Zuma had appealed both court orders. Pietermaritzburg High Court Judge Nkosinathi Cele delivered his judgment earlier.
I cannot think of any prejudice Mr. Zuma will suffer if an order were made removing his private prosecution from the role pending finalization of his appeal against the order of the full court of this division. Mr. Downer and Ms. Morn have undertaken through Mr. Breitenbach to avail themselves as accused persons in the private prosecution in the event that Mr. Zuma succeeds in his appeal against the order of the full court.
And Hugh Grant has settled his privacy lawsuit against the publishers of The Sun in the UK. The actor claimed News Group newspapers used private investigators to tap his phone and burgle his house to get private information. His lawyers say a deal's been reached to avoid the case going to trial at the High Court. The top story this hour, the KZN government says it submitted a request to the National Department of Cooperative Governance to have the Margate floods declared a disaster. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.